All right, guys, we are back. This is episode 12 of the House Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Marlo. We got Butchers to my right.
Sir.
Clearly, we are missing one person. Pretty fucked up, am I right?
Yeah, man. That was unexpected.
I can't. My boy gets rich off of Doge and just pieces out. Like,
at least he sent us a gift. Yeah. In memory of him, you know. Kind of looks like him, too. at least we got that.
That's his replacement now?
Yeah, damn. At least we got that, right, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kyle. Why you do us like that, man? Like,
I know, man. We start out from the bottom to the top.
From the
with
bottom
you.
To the top, you know. And then
he got in
a little money from Doge, and
he got in Doge after we told him.
Damn,
that's we have paper hands.
Yeah,
clearly he has a diamond.
Clearly hands. He has diamond hands.
Clearly,
yeah.
But it's all good, you know.
It's all good. Nah, I'm just playing. Kyle, shout out to you. I know you're
missing you
a little, not incapacitated, but you know. Not even sick. I don't.
No, he's
not
sick. Just
he's off the meds right now.
Yeah, he's on meds.
He's on meds right now.
Pretty heavy ones.
Yeah, he couldn't come through. Nothing serious. Nothing like that. It's just regular routine procedure.
Yeah.
But regardless, he couldn't be here. We miss you, Kyle. I hope you're getting better. Shout out to you. But you know, enough of the jokes. Let's get to the real stuff.
And speaking, continuing with crypto.
Yeah, continuing with the low crypto theme. We have Tesla now saying that they will no longer. Except Bitcoin. This was literally after, what, like 2 months? Nah, they said it in like February or January, right?
Yeah.
Literally, it's just been like 3-4 months that they've said that they're going to start accepting Bitcoin as payment for their cars. And here we are back at no longer again. Big deal? No big deal? For the stock or for Bitcoin, either one. You could take your route.
Probably big deal for Bitcoin more, only because that's like something big that hit them out of nowhere. I guess short term.
Yeah.
Because that's like a huge thing, being able to use a coin. People are going to want to own that coin.
Yeah.
And to give it to Tesla. But
right.
I saw that a lot of negative comments going towards Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. I did see that. People were saying sell Tesla and use that profit and buy into Bitcoin.
Yeah. But see, all right, look, I have a theory, right?
Okay.
I have a theory. So Bitcoin uses proof of work,
right?
That's why it uses so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
To mine the coins, right? And that was part of the reason, or that was the reason that they stated was because of the energy consumption and... Because
that contradicts the whole Tesla model. Yeah,
exactly. So that was why they took Bitcoin off, for environmental concerns.
Right.
Right? Now, we have Dogecoin who does use proof of work, but a lot less energy consumption towards its mining.
Right.
So my theory is that possibly... He's setting it up for them to no longer use Bitcoin as payment, but use Dogecoin or another crypto as payment.
Well, the day before, what was it, Monday or Tuesday? He had put a little poll on his Instagram saying, should I accept Doge as a payment for Tesla?
Mm.
I don't know if you saw that, but.
I see this guy's, and
obviously people voted yes.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen? It's pretty simple. They're going to announce it. Dogecoin is going to just explode, right?
For sure.
Then, and let's be honest, Elon, Mark Cuban, all of these like high profile people who are marketing Dogecoin are all in Dogecoin, like heavy, right?
I feel like they're considered the whales.
Yeah, I would say they're up there for sure.
Yeah.
So if they know if the more they pump this, the more they're going to get rich off of this entire like, I won't say scheme, but going on.
And the fact that people can actually afford this.
Yeah, exactly. This. They like can actually anyone. Afford. There are so many people already out there from Dogecoin who've already become, I wouldn't even say wealthy or rich. I would say they've gotten a decent amount of money just from Dogecoin.
Right.
And if he does announce that, it's over. So that's my theory. I think he is going to announce at some point that they're either going to use Dogecoin or a different crypto, potentially. And then also in that statement, I think I sent you saying that they're looking at other cryptos to start putting into Tesla, like to buy for their portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And that may also be Dogecoin. If they don't announce that they start taking Dogecoin as payment, they might announce that they're going to start taking Dogecoin as an asset, kind of like Bitcoin. Because I don't think they said they sold Bitcoin. that they just won't
they take. Said no. Yeah, I think they said that they weren't going to sell.
Yeah, they Bitcoin. Still have Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So like you said, in the short term, maybe a little shaky, but in the long term, I think it makes little to no difference.
I can see that. And at the end of the day, it's all about the money.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that probably makes the most sense.
If they announce that Bitcoin or that Tesla takes on Dogecoin as an asset,
easily a dollar for sure.
Easily. I mean, easily. I think regardless, that'll be like getting to a dollar.
Yeah.
But if that announcement that comes almost immediately, and then we start to see $2 in the next few months.
Yeah, for sure. A smart move.
What happened?
I mean, smart move.
Yeah, but no, in terms of like playing the system, it's genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he can afford to buy God knows how much of Dogecoin. So the return on his investment will be insane. And all he has to do is say, we're going to start accepting it. We're going to invest in it. Like, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Sucks for Bitcoin, but hey, might be good time to buy the dip.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it is time to buy the dip for Bitcoin? Do you think
I think we might get more of a dip, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
A heavier dip than what we just got.
I think so. For sure, because I feel like too much attention is going to be going towards a lot of other coins.
Okay.
So we might
interesting.
Get, but I don't know. Who knows? Because you see how much it ran. It dropped with like 10K, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Close to 10. I think it was like 7 or 8.
I mean, for sure, now I'll be buying other crypto other than
Okay.
Than Bitcoin. Especially though, Doge probably top of the list.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Only because all this speculation, all this hype around it right now was the best thing to do. Buy the hype.
Yeah.
Unless it's SafeMoon.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's SafeMoon or unless it's, I've heard the Shibu.
I haven't heard about that.
The Shiba. No?
No, I haven't heard about that.
So, you know how Dogecoin, the dog, is Shiba Inu?
Yeah.
They just made now a coin instead of Dogecoin. They just made it Shiba.
Damn.
So that's like the new. So you know, there's a SafeMoon, and then there was, we talked about cummies and all
those. Yeah.
Now we have Shiba. You haven't seen that?
I haven't seen
really. That. Mm-hmm. After this, look at Shiba. I'm telling you, you'll see a bunch of stuff about it.
I haven't seen that one.
And it's literally the same dog or different iterations or depictions of the dog. So they're
trying to steal their little.
Yeah, and I mean, literally, Dogecoin's dog or whatever it's called, the person, whatever the mat we know, it's Shiba. Yeah.
That's crazy. You know, I don't know if this was true, but I heard that the guy who made Doge had sold all his Doge early on. Or really? One of the people up there.
Damn.
Well, that, like, came up with this idea and they're selling his thing like super early on.
Shit. Maybe. I don't know. And I did. One thing I did see was that someone owned 28%.
Damn.
And there was a number, but I was like, holy shit, I can't read that crazy. Number. It was a lot. It was a lot. I think it's for certain there are whales out there.
Yeah.
28% it's insane, but I'm sure there's something similar out there.
That's too much. This guy's.
He literally loaded up on it. I mean,
damn.
That's a lot, right? I mean,
I mean, at that point, you don't got to own anything else.
Nah, I mean, they're saying that all he has to really do is slowly just sell a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, like, there's no reason to sell his entire stake.
Which I'm assuming he has.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like selling a little bit to buy paper things, you know, like. Yeah. Houses, cars.
I did see, I don't know if you saw this one, where a guy took out, he went to go max out all his credit cards. He took out his 401k. What else? All his savings he had or whatever, cash on hand.
Yeah.
Which ended up equaling to like 180,000.
Okay.
Put into Doge, but early on.
Yeah.
And then I think hitting a high of 3 million and they're selling like at 1 million from 180K.
180K for a million.
That's
amazing investment.
Yeah, he pays off all the debt he put himself into
easily with interest.
Yeah.
Damn.
And there's a lot of cards out there that'll give you like a year free 0 APR.
Oh yeah, so some do more than a year. Yeah, they do 15%.
Yeah, like
so 180,000 to a million and it hit 3 million.
So I was like, that's crazy.
That dude. Wow. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Damn.
He just started blowing up. His story just came out like a few days ago. Now he's like, now I see it everywhere. But I was like, that's crazy. That's smart. That's taking a risk.
That is.
A smart one.
Genius. The only thing that worries me about Dogecoin, but I guess it's the same problem with the US dollar, is that you can just, it's unlimited.
Yeah. So And it's one thing I forgot to tell you is that, you know, yeah, how they say the whole, it takes up so much energy to make a, for Bitcoin or whatever.
Yeah.
People were getting mad because they were saying how printing money takes a lot more work or energy. And I forgot what other thing they said. I think they said another thing about, mm-hmm, but like mainly was like, you take money, but it takes a lot of energy or whatever.
Regardless, the same thing. Yeah, yeah.
But you're over here, like, I guess people were really upset. Yeah. Like the comments I was seeing, I was like, damn, dude.
Well, I personally don't understand it.
Like
in terms of why they would not take Bitcoin because of its energy consumption.
Yeah. Yeah. But like you said, maybe Elon Musk saw that, the opportunity of somewhere else to make way more money.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. It's a, yeah, honestly. And they already pumped Bitcoin. Now it's time to pump Doge again.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like GameStop. It ran up so much and now it's kind of found like a base, I guess you can say.
Yeah. 140, 150
ish. Yeah. Yeah. And look at it now. Because if it was really like a scam or whatever you want to call it, just a pump and dump, this thing would have been like at 5 cents already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? Easily.
So,
yeah,
but nice. At literally people, at 40, 40, 50 the whole time now.
People have clearly accumulated Dogecoin. That's pretty clear. Once you start seeing, you know, it's holding certain areas. And
everyone I talk to that has it is still holding.
And I got to say, that's what made me purchase more recently.
Like,
it's because everyone who I know who has it, except for maybe one person, is holding it. They literally are just like, I'm just going to let it sit there.
Exactly.
Like, no one wants to sell it.
No one.
So what does that say?
And people keep adding more.
And yeah,
do the opposite. I mean, they add more every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good move or bad move?
Sad. I think it's a good.
Good move?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think the risk to reward is definitely there.
I agree.
So.
Do you think to me, it's clear that it's turned from a joke to like a serious,
the serious thing that can like
actually
make you some serious something. Money.
Yeah. Are there any other cryptos that you kind of seen out there that are interesting?
Ethereum.
Okay.
That one's a
classic
good one.
Or just Ethereum?
Just the regular
Ethereum. One. Okay.
Yeah. ETH. But although I did see something from a guy that I like to watch, mm-hmm, he was saying that he's kind of staying away from adding to Ethereum only because when they got hacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't really do a good job to address the issue or anything like that.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, that's a big, like, that's a big red flag, you know?
I did see that. And what's funny is that after we talked, I was considering buying Ethereum.
Yeah.
Because I was already buying other cryptos. I was like, maybe I should get Ethereum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that and I was like, oh.
That's why I was like, ooh, I'm going to stop.
So you got your
I just got
you
mine,
what you wanted and you kind of
and I got it at a perfect price, so I can't really complain.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I randomly was like, you know what? I'm going to just buy Ethereum. And I was like, oh, shoot, it's down there. I just got it. And then it ran up so much. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. I was like a random buy and ended up working out. So I can't really complain.
Right.
So now it runs
I mean, Ethereum was at one point a few hundred dollars, $300. Litecoin was at 70 last time I remember.
Litecoin, it was forever. It was like in the hundreds, low hundreds.
It was in the low 120s, 15s, 130s. Yeah. And now it's back at 350, 370.
That's another one I like too.
Yeah, that's the one that I've been getting.
It's most been of. Around for so long that it kind of makes sense.
And see, like part of the reason why I liked Litecoin too was it has. Doesn't have an infinite supply.
Oh,
okay. It has a finite supply. I think it's 87 million, something like that. And I think 62 is mined. Mm-hmm. So we're getting to that, you know, last little bit.
Yeah.
Last 30, 20 million mined. And then we same thing with Bitcoin. We're at 18 mil, 21 overall mil, like supply. So we have 3 million from it completely being mined.
Pretty simple. Do you know simple. For Ethereum or no?
What happened?
Do you know the...
Oh, for Ethereum, I don't think it's... finance. I think it's an infinite supply.
Oh shoot!
But I could be wrong. I will say.
I hope not.
I hope not. I will say I'm not 100% sure because I remember when I looked at if it did, I had got distracted and so I never got to like finish the article. But it did sound. I think they have something in place where you can't just always get a bunch.
Okay. Okay.
Like halving or something like that. Yeah. I forget. But I didn't see anything clear about having. Like a fine, like, okay, there's 100 million, that's it.
Mm.
So that's another thing that I remember slightly worried me and why I didn't get Ethereum is for that. Because I was looking for stuff with finite supply, mm-hmm. like something that was going to run out. That's why I got Litecoin and then Bitcoin has the same thing. Cardano, how do you say it? You know what you're on, ADA.
Yeah.
ADA, same thing with that one. I think it has a 45 billion cap with a 31 billion already mined.
Oh, shoot.
And it's only a dollar something. And cool. And today of all days, obviously crypto's been down the last day and a half. That's up. It's the only one that's up.
I have to look. Yeah, at more crypto, honestly.
Yeah, so that's another one that I really liked. Our Cardona, ADA, Dogecoin, obviously. Even yeah. though now again, Dogecoin has the same problem though, is that infinite supply.
That's
the
only yeah.
But only. What I was telling some of the boys was like the only thing it has going for it is. It's the people's crypto. Like no one wants it. Everyone wants it and no one wants to sell it.
Yeah.
You know, like it has that on its side. It clearly has diamond hands on its side, right? And then it has like great marketers. You have Elon. Elon and Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Two high profile people who continue to market it.
Who manipulate the market.
Exactly. So with those two things, even though it has an infinite supply, and when I saw it, 129 billion already mined.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a huge supply out there. But I mean, it still to me it seems like a decent trade at the moment.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
like I wouldn't care if I were to lose everything.
Nah, me neither.
Again, it's still so cheap. You know,
exactly. It's not
like Bitcoin, where like, damn, you put hella money in there. And
yeah, because Bitcoin, you could put 50 grand, and then you might end up at 20.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
That's gonna hurt. Yeah, and whereas Dogecoin, you might put in 1,000. What the fuck? You might put in 1,000.
You only lose 1,000.
And you lose 1,000. And if it goes your way, you might make like 10 grand.
Yeah, if it goes up 50 cents, it's already a grand.
You know what's funny? So I was looking at where I originally... Remember when we all wanted to get in?
Yeah.
I think it was like at 6 cents. Well, you already in.
But
I remember that whole weekend, I was telling you, I'm still trying to get in. I think I was 6 cents or whatever it was. And it was going to... 1,000, I literally had put 1,000 in Robinhood and had to literally take it out because it wasn't working, right? And I put like the... Like the how much I wanted, and I was gonna put the whole 1,000. It was gonna be 18,000 Dogecoins.
That's crazy. Nah, honestly. And then 6 cents. Yeah.
At 6 cents, it was 18,000. And then I put all right. Checked to see how much it would have been, like 8,000 to 10,000.
Nah, yeah,
for $1,000.
I'm with you on that. That's how I did the
math. And that's not even at the top. That was literally right now at 40 cents.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, no, I'm not that's talking about the crazy. Top. I'm talking about now. So I didn't even do the math for if it was at, I think it hit 60, 70. 70?
Yeah, 70.
So at 70, I can't even imagine like what it would be.
That's crazy.
And just because of Robinhood for all that entire time.
Yeah, I remember I tried doing it for my girlfriend at the same time as you, remember?
Yeah, same thing.
But we were going to put that much.
Yeah.
But still, like even having that.
Even having that $200, I still would have made you like 2K.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally. Like, and then I remember trying it again with Binance. And then it was when it was at like 11 or 12 cents.
Okay.
And that's when I wanted to get in again. I was like, I'm going to get in again. Go to Binance and it takes like 4 days to do like the pending thing.
Yeah.
And by that time it was already like up. And I just kind of gave up. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just not going to get in. Yeah. And then I finally was like, okay, now I'm going to get in again. And I finally got in. I was able to get in and yeah.
You got it at a decent price though.
Yeah. I'm not matter where I got in.
I was able to get in again, but not compared to where we were in the beginning. I mean,
you had it under a penny. Under a penny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I sold it when it was at 5 cents.
Damn.
That's sad. That's me not taking a risk. That's being scared.
Honestly, yeah.
Paper hands, I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
I just cut a little bit of my hands right now.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into a little bit about the stocks. I know.
We're all started.
Yeah, we're all started. Shit. Now we're all crypto, huh?
I know. Sounds like.
S&P. Have we bottomed? What do you think?
Bottom?
Yeah.
As far as like short term, long term?
I think short term.
Short term?
No, I'm not talking about for the year. I'm talking about short term, like in the next week or so.
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah, maybe we get like a little more.
But so you think 40, 30, 40, 60-ish? That was the bottom?
Yeah, probably 4,000 would be like...
The last,
but yeah, I think so. For now.
Okay. Because from at least from what I remember, the levels I had were like 40, 60, 40, 35, and I think 40, 15. 40, oh, excuse me, 41, not 40. And 40, 15, I think was the last one. And now we're what? Above?
We're like above 40, 50, I believe.
Yeah, I think as long as we're above 40, 50, 4,100, we most likely should be good. I can't see
4118.
Oh, okay, then yeah. Then
so I'm assuming they just did a big old run right now.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, I know, look, yeah, huge run right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep, from 40-29, exactly, yeah. 40-30.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So I think we bought them for now because it's same. Weird. We'll have a huge red day.
Yeah.
Then the next day, we'll just have a crazy run mm-hmm. that'll just wipe out what wipe happened the day before.
The losses.
Then we'll have another small red day like today.
Yeah.
And then back to like another run up like right now.
Right.
So, yeah. I think we bought them for now.
Yeah.
I think after summer, that's a whole different story.
Right.
But for now, yeah.
Yeah, same. I think for now we have bottomed. I think 40, 30. For me, the last line, like line in the sand was 38.80, 40.60. That's it.
Like, yeah.
If those two levels go, I don't know where we're going. You know, I don't know where we're going to end up. 40.60, 40.30 has kind of held up.
Yeah.
I think we bought them for now. Seeing Tesla, I think one thing I had, Tesla has, are we back up on Tesla?
Let's see.
Cause see,
we were at 570.
We were at five, that's what I'm saying. The worse the Qs and Tesla gets, the more I see the overall market still.
Yeah, so.
What's it at?
572, and it actually hit 559 earlier, wow.
So 550.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking, remember? 550, if it doesn't bottom Tesla there, then it's gonna get really scary for Tesla. It held at 550. As long as the Qs start to rebound a little bit, because it does seem like for the last, it's almost been since last Thursday,
yeah,
or Friday, that tech has just been selling and selling and selling. At some point, we have to get some type of relief rally, I think.
Yeah.
So I do think today we bottomed.
Today,
short term. I think today we might retest it. Don't get me wrong. But
tomorrow should be interesting, especially because it's Friday.
Yeah, very true. But
and I then think, next week's another what's it called? Quad twitch.
It's quad witching.
Quad twitching.
Yeah. But I think for now, we in the short term we have bottom for at least maybe the next couple of weeks. We'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, it's been a weird market, to be honest.
It has.
Like Tesla today, yesterday looked horrible.
Right.
The morning shot up like $30 and then just died another 80 right now.
What I will say is what I saw or from what I was seeing was obviously yesterday we ended terribly, right?
Yeah.
Then in pre-market, I saw we finally ran up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it picked, like, it held some support at 40, 30, 40, 68, if I remember correctly, on the ES. And then that's what made me, at least at the open, I was like, I think at the open, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we're going to see a huge sell-off. And that's, ES at least ran for a little bit.
Yeah, they ran out pretty high, to be honest.
And then, obviously, then we see that big drop-off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it picked up at the lows again.
Yeah.
So that's good. That you definitely want to see that.
Buyers are still in control, I guess you can say.
For the most part, still, I think above 4,000, they're trying to keep it above 4,000
for sure. Yeah,
because like you said, I think below 4,000, it gets tricky.
Yeah,
you know, because I mean, 3880 is pretty important, but even then, like, you don't want to see these play. You don't want to see them keep testing it. You know what I'm saying?
Heck no. Because the more you test it, eventually these things
it's gonna break.
Yeah, you keep cracking, you're eventually gonna make a bigger hole on it.
Yeah.
So
exactly. But we'll see. I mean, interesting.
What was weird, though, is that the ES was running and it looked good.
Yeah.
But other stocks that kind of like correlate to what the ES does wasn't doing the same.
Very true.
And I was like, okay, that's
a little worrisome.
Yeah. And as far as a trader, that's when you're like, okay, this is like, you don't know. So you just got to take your profit when you have it, you know?
Because the underlying stocks weren't really running.
Exactly.
But the actual indexes, whatever, are.
Yeah.
And like you said, as a trader, you don't really want to.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, you know?
That's a little worrisome.
Yeah.
You know, I don't love that. And again, for me, what I don't like is the NASDAQ tech being weak.
Right.
As long as that's weak, I think we're all in trouble. When that finally picks up, I think that's when we're good to go. Because again, today, NASDAQ, or the past few days, like NASDAQ's just dropping and dropping and dropping. And the ES tries to hold up and then does the same thing. It drops as well.
Yeah.
So, and then we're getting closer to the summer months.
Where it's like the most boring time of the year.
Exactly. And people go on vacation. People are done trading. Like they're taking it light.
What's it called? And then earnings hasn't been like, it's been like a no-show.
Pretty lackluster.
Freaking it's best reports that I've probably seen in a while.
Yeah.
And meant nothing. And
nothing. Yeah. I mean, Apple, nothing. Facebook, everyone just
Amazon,
killed.
Yeah.
Killed. And it just didn't matter.
Yeah, so
weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Something just be careful.
Yeah, just be careful. Definitely just be careful. Don't. I think now is not the time to be doing something crazy or like
out of your comfort zone, low key.
Out of your comfort zone, or even like going all in on something.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to build small positions or start positions, I think that's fine.
Not yet.
But going, yo, I'm going to go all in on Tesla right now.
Yeah.
Right, build a position, maybe. You know, get a little in there. But there's no reason to, like, this is your life's worth, you know?
That's what happened to me. I did a small position.
Yeah.
That if it were to be big like I'm used to.
Yeah, be hurting.
I'd be screwed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Game over.
Yeah.
But the fact that I was in a small position, I was able to add a little more to that position.
Yeah.
And they're working out great.
Exactly. I mean, the way I see it, and this is one advice, and this will transition us into, like, our advice portion, but if you have, for example, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to spend $3,000 on PLTR.
Yeah.
Right? There's no real reason to buy it all at once.
Right.
Right? Take 500 one day, 500 the next, or even 500 after a few days. You don't have to buy it all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, because buying it all at once may, depend on your plan, but it might come back to screw you.
Right.
You know, so you can divvy up that 3,000 and put it 500 today, 500 on Friday, another 1,000.
Yeah, and put you in a, and then when you go all in, it puts you in a situation where you don't have control over anything.
Yeah.
At that point on, for this example, PLTR's hand.
Yeah, exactly. What happens. And plus, when you do that, if you put in 500 and you're seeing quickly like, yo, this shit is just not working. This is going against me very quickly. You're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you don't have to put your whole 3,000 stake
exactly
in the stock, right? If that's what you wanted to, you know, a percentage of what you wanted, your entire portfolio, like your plan, right? Now you can just say, I got my 500. I can either cut it or I'll keep it, but I'm not going to add.
Right.
Now's not the time to add.
Yeah.
I have mine at $20, whatever it might be, right? And I'm just going to chill. Right. And then, okay, if it goes down to 15 or 10, now I might buy some more. Or I may not at all. I might just chill. You know what I mean? Right. Instead of putting your whole $3,000 and leaving it out, like you said.
Yeah.
Now PLTR is just going to, whatever happens, happens, because you don't have any other choice.
And if, like, investing-wise, there's nothing wrong trying to add because you think it's going to go, but add little.
Yeah, a little
bit. You know, a little bit, just in case.
Yeah, that's why. Because
just in case.
When you go, again, if you add all your Tesla at once and it all goes against you, then
yeah,
you're just kind of left sitting there. Whereas if you buy a little bit one first, see how it's working, how it's acting. They're called decoys. And if it's making you money, then okay.
Perfect.
You buy it. A little more.
Yeah.
And you buy a little more and okay, now you're done.
Yeah.
That's your position.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. if you see that your first amount is already losing you a bunch of money, there's no real reason to just like buy it every single day. You know, let's see what's going on with it. You know, feel it out. Mm-hmm. If you feel like, damn, it's just running down. There's no reason to buy more tomorrow. And give it a couple of days. Oh, you know what? The overall market, tech is finally rebounding. Okay. Now's the time. Now it's time to buy a little more Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. Advice portion. So do you think as a young investors, do you think you should be buying crypto or stocks at the moment?
At the moment, I'd probably lean more towards crypto.
Or you know what? I'm not even going to say at the moment. Overall, at this point in your life, if you're a young investor, if you're, let's say, from anywhere of the ages of 18 to 27, should you be investing in stocks or crypto?
That's funny because Kyle asked us a similar question 2 weeks ago, remember? He's like, what will you buy, this stock or this crypto?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember, Kyle?
Damn. Damn.
But
I can't wait till he watches this.
But yeah, so I kind of have a feeling I know where we're going to go with this. But
yeah.
I still say, stocks. I still got to go with stocks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the cop-out. Both.
That can be an answer?
Yeah, it can.
Oh, then. Before, I should all stocks, but now that I got more like knowledgeable about crypto and seeing what the outcome it can be, for sure both.
Yeah, okay.
And I would say diversify. I know people don't like that stuff.
Right.
But you got to diversify somehow.
For me, I think it'd be both. Do some crypto. Because again, we're so just because we're young, we have time on our side.
Exactly.
In crypto. Literally, that's it. Mm-hmm. If you just, let's say, for example, if you buy Litecoin or Ethereum or whatever it is today, and you spend whatever it is, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you have time on your side.
Yeah.
You don't, you're not a 70-year-old like hoping.
You have enough years to see where direction exactly. this will head towards. Or if crypto's even a thing in like 5, 10 years.
Not to mention we're still so early in crypto. Yeah. Like it's only been around since I think 08, 10.
Because people probably base 12? It off on Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No. It's not like you're just gonna base things off on Amazon, you know?
Exactly. That wouldn't make any sense. And even again, if something like Dogecoin, which is was a complete joke, is now like a serious coin, anything's possible.
Anything can be that person 15 years from now, like, yeah, I have it. I still have it under $1.
Exactly.
It's like at 100.
That's what I'm saying. You know? See, like, yeah. So it does take a little bit of a little bit of optimism. Like you can't, as an investor, if you're an investor, you want to be an investor, you want to invest in general, you can't be cynical.
Yeah.
Like, cause then to everything, you're gonna be like, why would I buy Amazon? Why would I buy Apple? That doesn't make any sense. Why would I buy this? So you can't be an investor if you're cynical.
Yeah.
If everything you want to buy, or if you don't have no optimism, if you have no creativity, imagination of like, what if this, what if that? You can't do that. You can't do this.
Right.
You can't be cynical. So,
like another good one, like if you want to talk about stocks, I think PLTR.
Yeah. I think that's why it's kind of why I bring up that.
Yeah.
That overall, I think PLTR went from being a super hype stock, something that was in Cathie Wood's, the whole ARK thing,
mm-hmm.
Every retail investor, it was all over Twitter, to now just dead. Yeah. And I think now is when you want it, to be honest. I think now is when you want it. You don't want it at 50 or 40, 60.
50, where it was trading at.
Yeah, you don't want it there.
Tons of crazy amount of volume going into that thing.
Yeah. You want it when no one wants it.
Yeah.
And then on the upswing, that's where you're going to make your money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think PLTR is a great one.
I like PLTR a lot. Crypto, we already said all the cryptos we like.
Yeah, cryptos, and we already said.
For sure, you gotta get both. For sure.
Yeah, I think 100%. A little bit of both. Just pick some good stocks. I mean, mm-hmm. I know sometimes we make it sound like it's simple, but it's not. It's not that
complicated.
It's not that complicated, you know.
Especially if you're young.
Yeah, I think if you're young,
you have time. Not stressing about anything.
Yeah. No one's saying you have to put like $5,000 right away. Just allocate something. I mean, if it's $500, all right, do $500.
Yeah.
If it's $1,000, okay, do $1,000. But start somewhere and buy something.
You can even put $100 a week in.
Honestly,
up at the end of the, end of the year, you'll see how much you'll have in your account.
If you just put in, I say every week or every month. Every month, if you put in $500 to $1,000, and I know not everyone can do it, so let's say $200.
Yeah.
It adds up over time.
Exactly.
Especially if you're buying just decent stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
just think about it and do that. Go 12 months after, look at your account.
Oh, it's going to be.
You're going to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah. You know? The 2,000-3,000 that I might have put for the year is now like 4 or 5.
Exactly.
And I just picked a few good stocks.
Exactly. And then at some point, I still do this a lot. Now I'm doing this a lot. I'll throw money into like some random like hype stock that has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens, it happens.
Oh, just to see if
see. But it's still good.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Like PLTR, a good pick, technically.
Yeah, you can say. Yeah. A good pick, but one that might not be the longest term.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I get you.
So
kind of just fall in the hype for a second.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea either. But I think you sort of mix in with that some AMD.
AMD.
Or Disney.
NVIDIA.
Facebook,
something. Apple, all those.
Exactly. You don't just go pure AMC. No, AMCs.
No, hell no.
Or pure, what's the FUBOs.
FUBO.
You know? Just not, you know. Yeah. But a little bit of both. I think there's a good balance. Like you said, I think at this point, I don't know how you don't do crypto.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. Even like older people I know that are family members, they're even going to crypto already.
Yeah.
And they're older and I'm just like, yeah, it's just, I'm hearing it too much, too mm-hmm. talked about.
Yep.
Elon Musk saying this, Mark Cuban. So,
and whenever this does finally die down, because it will.
Yeah.
Now I will say, I don't necessarily think that we're going to die down to levels of back then.
No.
Like, I'm not sure we're going to see Bitcoin at like 2000.
I wish.
You know what I mean? I wish, because I, you know what I mean? I'd buy a bunch.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think realistically, we might see anywhere from like 15,000 to 30,000 in Bitcoin. We could see that.
For a long time, that was the high.
The high was 18,000.
Yeah,
or 20,000. Long time. So we might revisit those highs.
Yeah,
and test to see what's there. It's possible, but again, you just got to sit through it. To be honest, and honestly, I can't. If we do get to that point, I can't wait.
I wish.
You know,
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, it's.
But yeah. To
say. I mean, it's been so we've had crypto, we have stocks, we had a bunch of. We had the pipeline hack.
The hack. Yeah.
We had the pipeline hack out in.
North Carolina, I believe.
Something like that. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Point is, pipeline hack.
They call it the shortage. Colonial pipeline.
Colonial pipeline. Yeah, yeah. Now Biden says that they're gonna reinforce cybersecurity. PLTR is part of that.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know if PLTR is part of that, but PLTR works in data and cybersecurity mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So just so you know.
Yeah.
A little heads up, but who knows, maybe. What's it called? So then we have the gas shortage, we're seeing boba shortage, we're seeing Chick-fil-A shortages.
I mean, we talked about that 2 weeks ago, I think, too, about how gas is going up.
We did talk about how gas is going up.
And then I don't know where we see this shortage happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it was because of the hack, suppose, yeah. But
what's but regardless, of that,
still, yeah. What's it called?
And then
pretty sad seeing that.
So then I had some inside information about boba apparently might be a shortage for the summer.
Damn.
Right? Then I started seeing it on TikTok. And I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, it's already coming out on TikTok? Damn.
Then I started seeing, well, because I, for those who don't know, I love Chick-fil-A. As does both,
yeah,
of us. Both love Chick-fil-A. Quality, you know? For doesn't sure. always fill me, I will say. Doesn't always fill me.
It fills me, but that's because I get like three things.
I will see. If I just get the regular, like a sandwich, fries, it doesn't fill me.
But that's one of the places I would go to because I'm like, the quality is...
It's just amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't mind.
I've never been disappointed.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you go somewhere and you really like what they have and then one day, oh, you know what? It just wasn't good today. Even though I liked the place, but it just wasn't good today. I've never felt like that for Chick-fil-A.
And it's one of the few places I actually get a drink at.
Really?
I hate getting drinks.
What do you mean? Same. I always get water.
Yeah, exactly. I hate getting drinks. I'm like, it's just a waste. Like, yeah. There's no point. I don't even like
soda, I don't like soda stuff like that.
No, so, neither. But I think one of their lemonades.
Yeah,
I get and the even lemonade the regular same. Lemonade's good.
The regular lemonade's good.
I forgot what it's called.
Then there's a one where it's a half tea, half lemonade.
Yeah,
that's really good. I think it's called a sunrise or something like that.
Yeah.
But love Chick-fil-A. Where I'm getting to though is
the shortage. I'm
ordering from the app, right? And then I see.
I got some sauces on deck though, eh?
For sale?
Yeah. The house, let me know.
Yes. You have to put them on eBay or Amazon. Just wait. Just wait a little bit.
$100.
Just not yet. Just not yet. Give some time. There's going to be a major shortage. So I checked the app. And beforehand, my little sister already told me, hey, Chick-fil-A only lets you get one sauce now. Because we always got two.
Damn.
They only gave you one sauce because of a shortage, supposedly. And then I go to order. And of course, it says right there, oh, max. Or some ingredients or some sauces are may not be highly available because of the shortage. And I'm just like, wow.
You know what's crazy? Kind of related to this. I think a month ago, I went to Wobble Grill. Mm. And they said, only one sauce per customer due to a shortage. But I never clicked in my head. I saw that. I was like, oh, whatever. They already put sauce in your thing. They give you
that shit. Yeah.
But then I'm like,
damn.
Now that I'm thinking about it right now, it just came back to me. I'm like, damn, even the Wabba sauce had a shortage.
And this was a month ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember they had it on their window saying, oh, due to what's it called?
Shortage or whatever.
Ingredients. Only letting customers get one packet. I'm like, damn.
Wow. So it's getting kind of serious out here.
Yeah, that kind of worries me.
Yeah.
What else is there going to be a shortage of?
At this point. So, okay. We've been talking about inflation for a while now.
Yeah.
Like on this podcast, probably for the last month or so. I am personally finally seeing inflation.
For sure.
Not only in gas prices, but I've been seeing it at places to eat. Like,
I haven't seen
in terms of In-N-Out. I've gone to In-N-Out. It's no longer like whatever it used to cost. I'm pretty sure it's more expensive.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to you.
I haven't gone in a while, so I'm pretty sure I'll notice.
There are other little things that I've like gone and I've bought and whatnot. I'm like, this is more expensive than before. Like just regular little things I've noticed. I am seeing inflation in certain things. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's crazy because before,
and in gas,
don't worry about inflation. And then I think they actually said, be careful with inflation recently.
Yeah.
Which caused like the market to dump or something. I remember one of these days,
inflation might finally start to hit
soon,
like a little slightly higher than expected. We talked about how it's not necessarily the most important thing in terms of like the overall market and whatnot, and that some inflation is fine. It's not the end of the world. But now I'm starting to see it as like a regular consumer, like just going out there and buying stuff. I'm now finally seeing it.
At what point do you think that's going to be a problem? Because obviously right now we still can deal with it.
See, I feel like... Right, so we're in a weird thing where we have the jobless numbers,
yeah,
right? And they came back terrible, right? But yet we're having inflation at whatever it is at. So having people out of work who don't want to work because of the unemployment, which is literally sustaining them right now. But then once that goes away, is like, I wonder if that's going to create an issue or if everyone's just going to go finally get a job. I don't know.
I think the government does need to step in at some point because, okay, the other day, my sister-in-law picked me up, right?
Okay.
From dropping my car somewhere.
Yeah.
She was giving me a ride back home and she was like, damn, it's crazy. Have you noticed that literally every fast food place is like saying hiring, hiring, immediately hiring? And I was like, actually, I have noticed that places like that are like just everywhere, hiring everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Then now this brings me back to a few days ago. I remember seeing how, I don't know what state,
mm-hmm.
where McDonald's is paying you $50 just to go apply and go for an interview. I don't even think it's like actually getting the job itself. It's they're paying you so you can go apply and they're still not getting applications.
Wow.
I need to look for that. I'll send it to you. Yeah. I just remember that because now you're talking about this.
Yeah.
Kind of like it reminded
me. And see, and I saw something else where I forget what state. I don't think it was California. Well, it for sure can't be California.
Yeah, it wasn't California here either.
But apparently the place was their minimum, what they were paying was like $7.50.
Wow.
So for sure not here.
Yeah.
Probably some rural mid whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows? No slight to you, but and they needed employees. And they literally doubled to 15. And they got like 1,000 applications.
That's crazy.
So there's clearly a demand for employment. Like they want people to work and just no one wants to work.
That's crazy.
So I feel like, you know how everyone's been wanting a 15 minimum wage across the country?
That's just not going to cut it anymore.
I feel like that might not even cut it.
Nah, especially for the money they're getting for unemployment.
Nah.
I know a few people that are like cashing out right now.
Really? So still?
Damn. And like to the point where they haven't worked for like a year almost.
Wow.
I don't want to say who, but and then then bringing back more things for shortages. There's actually a paint shortage right now too.
A paint shortage.
Yeah. Fuck. There's no supply of paint right now.
And that's some inside info.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's crazy. It was due to like some other stuff, but now maybe it wasn't just completely that now. Then now that I think about it. And there's probably like my dad recently has been working the most he's has ever worked. Cause he said, I'm like, dude, before I used to complain, cause I didn't work as much. Yeah. Now they're telling me, oh, you want to work 7 days out of the
another
week?
Job. Yeah.
Like they're like, we have all this work for you. You want to work it? Go ahead.
No lie.
Yeah.
Same thing with so there were points out where like my dad would be like, okay, it's slowing down a little bit
mm-hmm.
where like he had more time to do a job. Like, he gets someone he likes to contract him and okay, cool. He'll take a certain amount of time. And then now I'm just seeing this dude like, he's like, oh, I got to get this done now. Like I need to do something else. And it's now to the point where he goes from one job to another one.
Exactly.
Not like literally two different jobs. I don't mean he has two jobs. He has one thing he does, but I'm saying.
As far as like that project, I guess.
Like he has a project that he has to go work at a certain company. And he works there, like he does this thing there until he's done, like for four or 5 hours. And from there, he goes to a different project at a different company in the same exact day.
I'm saying, I talked to a friend, he's the same thing. He's like, dude, it's gotten so crazy that how much jobs there is
mm-hmm.
that I'm actually denying some of them.
Damn.
Okay. There's just so much, I can't even keep up with it.
Yeah. Interesting.
And he's like, I try to look for workers, but I can't even find any because no one wants to work.
Damn.
And I said this before, like a month ago,
mm-hmm.
where like they're looking for workers and they're like, no, like pay me cash and I'll work. But then that not because, you know.
That's why they want to get paid in cash.
Exactly.
Mm.
So we're like in a messy situation.
We're in a weird, like
technically we're supposed to, are not supposed to have money right now, but they have the most. Freaking with everything going on, you'll think people lose their job.
Yeah.
But the businesses are actually begging you to go apply and work.
Is this in some way good for people who when people finally return to their jobs, or a 2A job, can this be positive in terms of now the people, now the places that are hiring actually value their employees slightly more?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So instead of being like, oh, we can just get whoever, now it's like, oh, you know
what? I'll fire you or...
Exactly. Because I think at one point, or just in general, I mean, you get, you're just like, oh, who cares? Like, I'll just replace you.
Exactly. You're replaceable.
I mean, not to, and to, I will say we're also replaceable. But,
yeah, still.
But there is a now something where they need you because no one else wants to come like work for them.
Yeah.
Because they're cool with, I know we've been chalking all of this up to just unemployment, but there are people out there who just now do different things.
Yeah.
I don't want to put it all on just unemployment. There are people out there who are now just doing something completely different, learned a new skill, whether that's coding or whatever it might be, and just have a new...
So for people like just people personally,
yeah,
you think the pandemic was a good or bad thing?
Great.
I think so too.
Amazing.
As bad as it sounds.
I think it was one of the best things that's going to happen to like people in general.
Yeah.
And again, this is... Aside from your relatives dying.
Yeah, like...
Obviously.
Yeah, like, come on. Nothing beats
obviously,
that.
Obviously, for all... Everyone who's going to listen to this and be like, people lost their... I understand
that.
I understand that. People lost their lives. People got very sick. And some people maybe never get their taste back. Aside from that, on all the aspects, it was amazing.
Yeah, like, growth-wise. Like, and you weren't affected like
that. If you were able to survive it... You got a chance to literally stop working, still get paid, do something you might love, learn a new skill.
Have all the time in the world to love.
All the time in the world. Do something just new, something different. Take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break from fucking working, honestly.
And go bet
on yourself or just chill.
Yeah.
Or just chill for a while. I think, and then... Not to mention, still be paid.
Exactly. That's the best part.
That you still got paid for doing nothing. And you were able to do something during that time. Was it great for mental health? Maybe not the best.
Nah.
Health-wise, not the best.
It did affect people, but...
In other factors, it was kind of good.
Yeah.
It gave some people a break.
We love gaming, and the gaming industry blew up.
It was already huge,
yeah.
But it blew up. Literally, Warzone came out as the pandemic started,
yeah.
And gaming went insane. There are streamers, there are people, like I said, to my point, not everyone's just on unemployment. Some people literally just do something else now. Like, they have a new profession.
This guy that I like,
yeah,
he started streaming during the pandemic, and now he blew up, and now he's made a career out of it.
And that's not just him. There's a lot of people who've done that now. Again, the bad is obvious. Mm-hmm. So don't even come at me with that.
Yeah.
But let's not act like it has a lot of positives. I mean, it even gave people a chance to like invest. During the pandemic, people got interested in investing. I mean,
that's like, I think it was a good thing. As personally, like you said, aside from like all the health stuff.
Yeah, and, I mean,
like,
obviously people lost their lives. That was terrible. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I mean...
Yeah, it felt like it gave humanity or some part of humanity a break.
And if we're not talking about like money wise or anything, it made you value life more.
Yeah, and even aside from monetary, you know, what you get, I mean,
appreciate what you can like going out.
Yeah, because at the time, like, that's kind of do with the mental health thing that people were kind of going crazy. Like, I can't go outside, I can't do this. Like, people, again, it was bad on mental health in terms too. And everyone, you know, went through it differently. But what would you say?
Like, it still made you value life.
Yeah,
more.
Okay, there you go. That's how I was going. Was that for all that time that we couldn't do anything, now that we can, I'm just like, ah.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
There's people that can't taste, and now it's valuable food now.
Yeah, that's
like,
true. You know, you couldn't even taste nothing, you couldn't smell nothing.
Yeah, so.
And now you're just like, oh man, like a nice little scent of a candle.
Exactly.
You know, so terrible that it had to be a pandemic, but I mean, you make the best of what's put in front of you. You know what I mean? Like life, I'm sorry to say this, but life goes on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what, if I die tomorrow, you guys got to keep moving. Like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, same thing for all of us. It's just a reality of life. Like, no matter what happens, life moves on.
Exactly.
You know, so
Yeah.
Not to get too bleak or
as dark, bad as it sounds, but yeah.
It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. You gotta keep moving.
But yeah, and then going back to what we're saying, is it did put us in a weird situation now.
It did, yeah. I mean,
inflation.
Inflation, but yeah, no employment.
Exactly.
Weird.
Yeah. So
but it, again,
and most people have the most money now than they ever did.
Than they ever have. But I think that's why. So inflation correlates because like people have more money, so they're able to keep spending. Exactly. But then the businesses can't hire people, so they have to pay people who they already have more. So they have to raise their prices. Sure, yeah. So plus, I mean, if you're a business, you're seeing like, yo, everyone has a bunch of money. Let me raise my prices a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
You know?
You seen them with real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
People who have money, their people are going crazy buying. Let's raise up prices.
Isn't that, we've been talking about this on the podcast too, how isn't it weird that in a time where the pandemic hit is like all time peak, people were still buying houses.
Exactly.
And it's like nothing changed. Real estate is at its highest point in I don't know how long. And supposedly we're in it still in a pandemic and no one's working. So
yeah.
Again, so, it's a weird, we're in a weird spot.
We're in a spot I don't think we'll probably ever be in far down the line.
Yeah, like not again in a while. Yeah, most likely. This is a once in a every 10, 15 years, 20 years, 50 years happen.
For sure.
Then we have commodities that continue to rise. I know, so one thing that I've been telling people or you or myself, just talking in general, gold.
Right.
Gold is like the one commodity that I don't see on a huge upswing.
Yeah. I don't think that one will ever lose its value.
But I feel like, so my thesis on this is, if inflation comes, the dollar weakens,
and
gold should rise.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if all commodities like lumber, steel, literally everything is rising, gold is like the one thing that isn't. So I think at some point it has to get its shine. Mm. That's what I think.
And I mean, that tends to happen. We've seen it. People act like that's an inverse of the market. Right?
Yeah, people have. Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Like supposedly. You said, supposedly. Yeah.
And I can see that. And like my theory is, I don't think that the market is going to be doing so well in the later future later. Yeah. So people are going to try and look into like, pay money asset. Somewhere else, which gold will be one.
Right.
And like going back to you saying lumber.
Yeah.
Steel and all that. Wasn't oil going up at some point? Like crazy.
Oh yeah, or still. Well, I mean, yeah, crude futures and oil in general have been, that's part of the reason why gas, but yeah. Like they've been going up for the last 2-3 months too.
Yeah.
So literally everything.
Except gold.
So I think for me, it's a perfect time to get in gold. Because at some point it's going to start to wake up. Mm-hmm. And if inflation is what it supposedly is, here it comes. I think the gold rally finally, you know, starts to pick up some steam. I don't know. I think it's a good time to buy for gold.
Right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I honestly, I've never seen gold being a bad time to buy anytime.
Me either.
And right now that it's not doing anything.
Perfect.
Like you said earlier, you want to buy when people aren't paying attention.
Exactly.
Because then when people start paying attention, that's when it goes up higher. Price, yeah. And at some point, it's going to like top for a bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you want
to. So, how much are you really going to get out of it?
Exactly.
You know?
You want to get in that accumulation phase, not where, like, it's already too late.
It's already too late. Oh, yeah. Doge is going up, so I 65, 70 cents. All right, let me buy in.
See, and I had a lot of people, you know, talk to me about Doge around that time, and I was like, yes, you could buy in here. Just keep in mind that, like, because the SNL thing was about to happen. I was like, keep in mind, that could either be really great or really bad.
And it was bad.
and they said, why? And I was like, it's not necessarily what he even says. It's more so some people just play the event.
Yeah.
To me, they know, okay, he's going to be on SNL.
Sell the news?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Like, he's going to be on SNL in 2 weeks. Perfect. For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to keep accumulating. And then once it happens, I'm just going to dump it.
Like,
and then repurchase it.
Why do you want to get something where everyone's like, trying to get it? Do you want to get it before so you can be like, oh look, I already had it?
Exactly. You're a little early.
Oh, I listened to this song a while back ago, now everyone's listening to it.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah, like you said, you just want to get it when it's accumulating.
Yeah, sometimes, like, I mean, I think there's a, because buying the hype is just super dangerous.
Although it can work.
It can't, but I think there's a balance.
Yeah.
And you have to know, you have to feel it out. And with the experience, you kind of start to figure it out. You know, like even when I wanted to get more Doge, like get in Doge, like I knew 70, I'm not getting here. I just got ready. I was like, I'll just wait. And then I finally got the opportunity and it came, but yeah.
But I mean, I don't mind those kind of people because they kind of help it.
Yeah. But there's always people like that.
They help the cause, you know. Yeah. Oh, perfect, you know. Eventually I can sell to you at that price.
Exactly, yeah.
But
favorite stock right now? Do you have one?
Favorite stock right now? Probably Roblox.
Really?
Yeah.
Like stock to trade, or are you talking about to invest? Or?
Even invest.
Really?
The numbers they came out with were impressive.
Okay.
Even when the market, and it's, what's crazy is that when the market is weak, it's still strong. When it's strong, it's even stronger.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so.
Okay. I will say.
That's a top
pick. I was looking at some yesterday because I wanted to get a few new things. And I was looking at Roblox, but I was iffy. I wasn't convinced.
And it's rumored that it's going to start coming out on even more platforms, be available through like a whole bunch of different platforms and this and that.
Really?
So I was like, even better.
Huh. Okay. I might have to take a second look at this one then. Because I was interested in it and I wrote it down, but wasn't one of the first ones I bought.
But I mean, it is so high up now. Oh, it's almost at all times again. So, yeah.
But is it, that's because of the report?
The report in part, it's, if you look at the, if chart, you look at the trend, it's like steadily going up.
Okay.
What's yours?
POTR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
I feel like it's been beaten up so bad recently. And it just has had no type of support.
The funny thing is I have a whole bunch of that instead of Roblox.
Really?
Yeah. But because I like it and then it's at a perfect price.
Yeah. I feel like this upside is just huge.
Yeah. Right?
And we're so early in PLTR and at this price.
Like AMD.
AMD.
A year ago, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Same situation.
Same exact situation. Literally had no reason to be $30.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I said that on our original podcast.
Yeah.
Ultra Instinct Trading. Like, we all constantly were like, $30? I don't know. You don't know how many people I told to buy AMD.
That's crazy. I know you told me and I didn't buy it.
And I had a few people who didn't listen. And I'm just like, damn. To this day, I told someone like, the day it hit 28. I was like, now, that's when I bought in. Like, I was like, now you have to buy it now.
Yeah.
Like, I slowly started building my position at 28, 32. Then I put the rest at 35 and I was done. I was like, that's good. I'm good. And I remember I texted them. They were cool. And I checked back in and they're like, I never did it. I was like,
nah, yeah, that was.
I was like, okay, cool.
And well, I see a similar thing happen to PLTR.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I think so too. I just feel like its upside is just so high. And at some point, because even its earnings were positive.
Yeah.
And it still got beaten up. So that just tells me that right now is not necessarily the best.
Yeah, I mean, not too many people know about it either.
True. But you know, who does know? Institutions.
Yeah.
Not to mention their CEOs and everything. Everything looks good to me. So I love that one. And if I had to give another number two, it's AMD. I think it's at 72.
I didn't want to say like the obvious ones, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to give a little different one.
Like AMD.
Yeah.
NVIDIA.
But if I had to give you one other one that I just feel like I need to continue to say, it's AMD.
AMD, yeah.
Yeah. I'll come on every week and say that.
For sure.
At $72 for one of the only, they do CPUs and graphics cards.
I added just, above that because I just like, this thing is just too good.
Yeah, same.
Especially when the earnings came out, it looked good.
Right, and see again, it might be just that right now is not the time for AMD.
Yeah,
but eventually the tide will turn, because everything still looks positive.
For sure.
Not to mention the chip shortage.
Yeah,
still a chip shortage. I mean, there's still demand. Like this isn't going anywhere. So
another one I like is Airbnb. That one's been getting beat up bad though.
Okay,
but
you said the report.
They report today.
Okay,
in about like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
from where we're at right now. But yeah. So that's, I must look into their earnings report, see what they say. I mean, with everything opening back up,
yeah.
I
mean, that's true.
It only makes sense, you know?
Hold on. I'm going to quickly check Airbnb because that is another one that, wow.
Beat up bad, right?
It's, wow. 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 Damn.
And another good one too is Coinbase that reports.
See, and okay.
And that one's been beat up super bad as well.
Damn. I think 250 is the low.
Yeah.
I think that's today.
Before this week, if you look at it, the whole time since it IPO'd, it's just been all red. Red, red, red. Today, let me see.
God.
Oh my, look, dude. Look at that.
It's at 250 and it hit 253 today.
I don't know what's going on with all the IPOs, because if you look at Dash again, they broke a, what's it called?
Dash.
A low, like a new low yearly. Yeah.
On a daily, yeah. Same thing with, I think, Bumble. Let's see. Yeah, also.
BUMBL, I think it is. That one, same thing, watch. All the IPOs just been struggling. Look at that. That's insane. I don't know what's going on with the IPOs, but.
I mean,
Coinbase and Airbnb, my favorite for sure. I see Dash having the potential.
I don't love the food delivery ones.
Yeah.
I don't love them. I got to say.
Now, no.
Yeah.
Because, especially since people have been stuck in their houses all along. People want to go out and actually eat something.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, it made sense.
Yeah. And again, like I said, the tide will change.
Yeah.
But there are, the ones that interest me are Coinbase. I think that's interesting. Especially at 250, I don't think that's bad.
That's, I'm surprised.
Not to say it might go lower.
Down like that though.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Coinbase, I think that's an interesting one. And then the other one,
Airbnb.
Yeah. Wow, at that, it's literally at what, 130, and things are about to open up. Or
they are
pretty much. Pretty much the entire country is going to be open on July 15th.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So, and I mean, Airbnb is already tough to get right now. Everything's pretty much booked.
Yeah, and expensive.
Summer's coming up.
And expensive.
So
with that cleaning service fee, y'all scamming.
That's a killer.
You guys are scamming.
That's what I don't like about y'all right now.
Yeah,
but I know y'all have that potential.
Yeah, and again, at that price, I think it's not too shabby. I would have to dive a little deeper, but another decent one.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's some good deals out there.
There's a lot of good. Yeah. I mean, Square went under 200 today. So
yeah,
that's another good one.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
but yeah. But again, I wouldn't say put everything all at once. You know?
Nah,
start a little. Start your little. Start little by little.
For sure.
There's no reason to put all 10 grand that you have right now on the stock.
Don't be like Kathy Woods, who will buy like 500,000 shares and then sell them to like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
I mean, they can afford doing that kind of stuff too.
And see, all the, and I think PLTR is one of the big ones that she's invested in, but all the stock that she's in.
I think Square 2.
Square 2, yeah. All the stocks that she's in are just getting beaten down.
Which one's getting beaten down? DKNG. And she was heavy on that.
That's funny. I've seen a lot of DKNG just like the terrible, just how terrible it is.
Honestly, I've traded one time
and
never again. It's just bad now. It's horrible.
Let me see. The funny thing is that DraftKings overall, I don't think is a bad one. Like, it's just not the time for right now.
Look at that. From 74 now to 40.
Wow.
It's lost 50%.
Wow. And what's its low on the year?
23. Oh, so it's dead in the middle. And you would think, last month they're saying, oh, DraftKings is got approved for this. Oh,
they're gonna approve for everything. This
state just opened up making the gambling legal now, sports betting or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've been signing hella contracts and partnering up with a lot of different things that you'll think at the time it'll be already at $100 stock.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not.
And yes, same here. And Kathy Woods was owning that pretty high up too.
That makes me think what Penn is at. Wow, Penn's back at 70.
See, and that stock would stay at over 100 for a while.
140.
Yeah. So
there's some good deals out there.
Yeah.
I know this definitely isn't pandemic deals, because that was insane.
There is no better deal than that one.
No.
Never.
But we are seeing certain things out there that you can pick up for a decent price.
But even during these times where like the ES, is that a hurting. Good place?
Yeah, well, was hurting, but now it's like, you know.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying if we found a temporary, you know, bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now it might be a decent time, you know, if we found it, which I think we might have. That's not to say in 2 months from now, we might drop even lower, but, you know, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah.
You can only deal with what you have in front of you.
Exactly.
And I think Kathy Woods is definitely seeing that.
Yeah.
Because, yo,
That's insane.
Her ARK ETF is just...
It's about to go under three digits. If not, if already did.
That thing has been under three digits. I want to say it's at 80.
This week was already at... It was still at 100.
Yeah. It's actually... You're right. Today, it hit under 100.
Yeah.
Today, it hit 97.
That's insane.
Not great.
At this... And this thing was at one point like the hottest thing to have.
Yeah,
literally. The hottest thing to follow. Mm-hmm. Anything she's buying, get in the next day.
Yeah. But see, I think we're all prisoners of the moment because everyone, what I'm seeing is talking shit about her.
Yeah.
The tide will turn. I mean, it just doesn't go on forever.
Is she going to be like the next Kramer?
Kramer.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
I mean, I like him,
More than anything, I like Kathy Wood's like overall investment thesis.
Okay,
like what she get, she literally is looking for like future tech, energy, renewable, like, all that. I like that.
Innovation,
like that's the stuff I like.
Same.
So I'm whether or not that it'll work, I think it works.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how much Tesla goes down, I'm still always gonna be a believer.
Same.
As long as Elon Musk is still having a title,
as long as Elon's alive, as long as he's alive and he's CEO,
I don't care how much it goes down.
Exactly. Other than that, we have more. I think that's it, right? Nah. That's pretty much it.
I
mean, I know we missed last week, but
Kyle.
We missed Kyle. Yeah. Nah, Kyle got nothing to say today. Yeah. He's out there enjoying his riches off Dogecoin.
For real.
But yeah, I don't think we have anything else. Nothing. We're in May.
I mean, we're kind of feeling how nothing's really fun or exciting going on with the market.
Yeah. Yeah.
No surprise there, though.
Not really surprised. I don't know. But it'll be interesting. I want to see what goes on forward. I hope we have somewhat of an interesting summer.
Same.
You know?
But to be honest, I mean, I feel like speaking for everyone, everyone's just going to go out there and enjoy their summer.
Yeah.
After what we've been through.
That's true. That's very true. Damn, you have a good point.
Yeah. So it's going to be a summer just enjoying yourself.
Yeah, after last year of literally nothing.
Yeah. I mean, recently I've been looking to book a trip, so.
Oh, yeah? Same.
Yeah. So.
I kind of want to go to Mexico.
Mexico. Oh, I'm going to Mexico.
You are?
And if Cruz Azul makes it to the finals, I'm for
sure
going.
Yeah, for sure.
But I already have my ticket because I had it since last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mexico for sure.
That's what's up. Yeah, I kind of want to go to Cancun or... A Cabo.
Nah, you gotta pick between those two. Cancun. Yeah,
I kind of want to go. Well, I was looking at Tulum, or because that's in Cancun, but
yeah,
I was just looking at different places.
Playa del Carmen,
Tulum.
I mean, you can go to all of them.
That's true. So, yeah,
but yeah,
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah,
you feel me?
There's a lot of places.
Yeah.
Watch them airlines. Watch the airlines.
Oh man. Well. Anything else, Watchies?
Nah. Just next week, we'll see y'all.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Kyle will be here next week.
Kyle will hopefully be here next week. He won't have LeBron taking his seat.
Exactly. If he blows all his money out.
Oh, man. Until next week, guys. Peace.